Okay, so we've got a big one today, a really interesting deep dive for you all
Oh yeah, this is gonna be good.
into the world of school finance. We're tackling a full decade of financial records from Tecumseh Public Schools.
That's right, Tecumseh Public Schools, district number I-92 in Pottawatomie County, Oklahoma, to be exact.
You guys really went all out and sent us a whole mountain of documents, estimate of needs, financial statements. We've got it all. So we're going to break it all down for you, make sense of the school district's revenues, expenditures, where the money comes from, where it goes.
Yeah, try to avoid getting bogged down in all the technical accounting lingo.
Exactly. No one wants to listen to that.
Right. This is about clarity.
Clarity, that's the goal, right? So that you can walk away understanding the financial story of this district over the past 10 years.
The trends, the pattern,
Exactly.
the important stuff.
And it looks like we've got a bit of a bonus here. A lot of these reports were prepared by the same CPA, Carrie John Patton.
Oh, interesting. That's actually really helpful for analysis.
Yeah, definitely adds a layer of consistency to the reporting, which is great when you're looking at trends across so many years.
Makes it easier to compare apples to apples, so to speak.
Okay, so let's jump right in. The first document in our stack is the audit for the 2014-2015 fiscal year. It was submitted to the Pottawatomie County Excise Board. They're kind of the financial gatekeepers, on August 27, 2014.
The excise board, yeah, they play a big role.
Absolutely. And we even get a glimpse of the school board members at that time, D.R. Shugler as chairman and Janelle Mitchell as treasurer. You know, it's these details that make this more than just numbers on a page,
That's a
right?
little window into the history.
Exactly. So right off the bat, we see something that pops up again and again throughout these audits. This requirement to file two copies of the financial statement and estimate of needs with the county clerk by September 30th.
Well, yeah, very standard. Transparency and accountability, right?
Yep. Making sure everything is above board, publicly available. Now, here's where it starts to get interesting, at least for me. The Excise Board certified a total ad valorem tax levy of 35,000 mils.
35 mils.
Okay. Now, I know not everyone's a property tax expert, so just a quick reminder, a mil represents 1/10 of 1 cent. So essentially, this means for every $1,000 of a property's assessed value, $35 went towards school taxes.
Right, it's a way of calculating the property tax based on the value of the property.
Exactly. And this 35 mil levy, it was further broken down into different categories. 5 mils plus 15 mils authorized by the Oklahoma Constitution, you know, kind of the baseline, and then a 5 mil emergency levy and a 10 mil local support levy.
So different portions of the tax revenue likely go towards different needs.
Right. And that's what we see throughout these documents, this reliance on property taxes as a key funding source for the school district.
Makes sense. Local funding for local schools.
Absolutely. Now, of course, we've got the affidavit of publication from Sean Fleming, the clerk of the Board of Education, confirming that this financial information was made public.
That's standard procedure, ensuring transparency.
And the levies themselves were officially signed off in Shawnee on October 15th, 2014, by the Excise Board, including Alana Kuhn, the deputy secretary.
Lots of checks and balances in place, which is good.
Yeah, multiple layers of oversight. Now, one specific fund I wanted to point out from this 2014-2015 report is the Child Nutrition Fund. This is essentially the money for school meals. Their estimated need was around $966,000, but they actually collected over $1.1 million.
Interesting. So they brought in more than they anticipated.
Significantly more. Now, this could be for a number of reasons. Maybe they underestimated the need, or perhaps more students than expected participated in the meal programs.
It'd be interesting to see if that trend continues in the following years.
Yeah, good point. Let's move on to the 2015-2016 audit. Submitted to the Excise Board on September 14th, 2015, we see a bit of a change on the school board. Kent Vanhooser is now chairman, but Janelle Mitchell is still the treasurer.
Okay, so some continuity, some change.
Sean Fleming is still the clerk providing the affidavit of publication. And here's something we see a lot. The total ad valorem tax levy remains the same at 35,000 mils with the exact same breakdown.
So consistent reliance on property taxes.
Yep, same formula. And for the Child Nutrition Fund this year, the Excise Board approved a little over $1 million. We don't have the actual collection figure in our notes, but it gives us a point of comparison to those previous numbers.
Makes you wonder if they adjusted their estimates based on the previous year's surplus.
Good thought. The levies for this year were signed off on October 14th, 2015, with the new Excise Board Secretary, Rachel Fluwallen.
Okay, new person in that key role.
Now, fast forward to the 2016-2017 audit, submitted to the Excise Board on September 12, 2016. Sean Ray is now leading the school board as chairman.
All right, another change in leadership.
And guess what? That 35,000 mils total ad valorem tax levy is still there, same allocation as before.
Wow, they really like that number, huh?
Seems like it. The Excise Board approved it the next day, September 13th, 2016, with Rachel Fluwallen still serving as secretary. Now, this report gives us some specific numbers for the general fund. That's the one that covers day-to-day operations, salaries, supplies, all that.
Yeah, the bread and butter of the school district.
And the building fund, which is more for capital projects and maintenance. The governing board estimated their needs at over $14.2 million for the general fund. The excise board, however, only approved a little over $490,000 for the building fund.
That's a huge difference.
It is, right. Shows you the different priorities, I guess. Day-to-day operations versus those bigger long-term projects.
Makes sense. You gotta keep the lights on, but those building projects can be expensive.
Okay, on to the 2017-2018 audit. Now, this one tells us the general fund had a cash balance of a little over $3 million as of June 30, 2017.
Gives you an idea of their reserves, right?
Yep, their financial cushion. And no surprise here, the millage rate is still at 35,000 mils. Same breakdown as before.
They really are consistent with that.
One interesting thing here is that the co-op fund, this is often for shared services with other districts, got over $700,000 from federal sources.
Oh, federal funding for those collaborative programs.
Shows you how important those partnerships are, especially for potentially accessing additional funding.
It's all about maximizing resources.
All right. 2018-2019. Submitted on September 11th, 2018. Carrie John Patton is back as the preparer, so we're in familiar territory. Todd Kennedy is now the clerk of the Board of Education, so a new face there. And you guessed it, the millage rate is still 35,000 mils, same breakdown. But this report gives us a nice breakdown of the revenue sources.
Okay, let's hear it.
So they had over $238,000 from other local sources that could be things like fees, donations, things like that. Then over $1.3 million from state-dedicated sources.
So the state government is a major contributor.
Big time. And just under $77,000 from federal sources. And remember, this is separate from that co-op funding we talked about earlier. Their total balance sheet accounts were almost $1.8 million.
That represents all their assets, liabilities, and equity, right?
Right. A snapshot of their overall financial position at that time.
Gives you a good sense of the scale of their operations.
2019-2020 now. Submitted on September 9, 2019. Carrie John Patton is still our guy. And Tim Underwood is now the clerk of the board. They even list the publication fee for the audit at $172.50. You know, transparency has a price tag, however small.
It's interesting to see those little details.
It is. Millage rate, still the same. And they specifically mention career tech district number ABTS Tech 5 with 10.12 mils for the general fund and 5.06 for the building fund within that district. So you can see how that overall levy is supporting specific educational programs.
Right, vocational and technical education.
Now, this report gets a bit into the weeds with the 2018-19 account. They had over $14.6 million in revenues and non-revenues, over $53,000 in prior year lapsed appropriations. That's money that was approved but not spent and needs to be accounted for, and small negative amount for interfund transfers, meaning some money was moved between funds. And the sinking fund, that's the one specifically for paying off long-term debt like bonds, was at 25.51 mils.
So a significant portion dedicated to debt service.
On to 2020-2021. Submitted on September 14, 2020, prepared by, you guessed it, Carrie John Patton. Tim Underwood is still the clerk. Millage rate, career tech allocation, all the same. General fund accounts show almost $15 million in revenue and non-revenue, with some smaller amounts for prior year lapsed appropriations and interfund transfers.
It's interesting to see the consistency year over year.
Yeah, despite any potential economic ups and downs, their core financial metrics seem pretty stable.
That's a good sign.
Okay, 2021-2022. We don't have the exact submission date this time, but Tim Underwood's affidavit of publication is from September 13th, 2021. You know the drill, millage rate, career tech allocation, all the same. This report gives us a number for the building fund accounts, $181,990. The sinking fund is now at 25.710 mils, just a tiny bit lower than the previous year.
Could be a sign they're making some progress paying down that debt.
Could be. 2022-2023. Submitted on September 12, 2022. Affidavit of publication this time is from Julie D. Talton, acting as an agent for the editor. Publication date was September 29, 2022, and the fee was $280, which is a bit higher than what we saw before. Millage rate and career tech allocation are still consistent, and the sinking fund continues to tick down, now at 23.85 mils.
Maybe they're making a concerted effort to pay down that debt.
Could be. Now, this report gets really detailed. The key OP account had a slight shortfall in 2021-22, but the 2022-23 estimate of needs has them bouncing back with a projected increase to over $141,000. They're also looking at a big capital project fund estimated at just over $900,000. Sounds like some major infrastructure work might be in the pipeline.
That's a big number.
And get this, they issued over $243,000 in building fund warrants, but the actual expenditures were over $250,000.
So a little bit of an overage there.
Yeah, interesting little detail. And they spent over $16 million from the general fund on education. That's your teacher, salaries, supplies, all the core operational costs.
Wow, that puts it into perspective.
Last but not least, the 2024-2025 audit. This is just preliminary information, but they mentioned prior year transfers again, that end of year accounting shuffle. Career tech district millage allocation is still the same. And the total 2023 ad valorem tax was certified at over $1.6 million.
So that's the latest snapshot of their revenue from property taxes.
Exactly. So there you have it. A whirlwind tour through 10 years of Tecumseh Public Schools finances. A lot of consistency, some interesting details, and hopefully a clearer picture of how they've managed their money.
Yeah, it's fascinating to see how all the pieces fit together.
Now, I want to leave you with a final thought. Given this consistent approach to local taxes and the economic conditions in Pottawatomie County, what kind of long-term impact do you think this will have on the financial health of the district? And even more importantly, what does it mean for the educational opportunities they can provide to their students? Food for thought.
Absolutely. Really makes you think about the bigger picture.
Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.
Anytime.
See you next time.
See you later.